Well, what do you think of my new theater?
Bit over the top.
You're wearing a suit.
I got it from a friend.
No. Anytime you come here, I want you to wear the tightest jeans possible. Never blend in and never take the elevator. Always use the stairs. You can make such a grand entrance by taking these stairs.
Welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Douglas.
This is Damian.
Still without a Facebook account.
Okay. We recorded on Papyrus.
What the frig is Papyrus?
Paper before.
Hold on. Are you serious?
No,
you do not
I'm
know
not.
What Papyrus is. Did you not do first form history?
I went to George's. We didn't have proper classes.
No.
Wow. No, you know.
I wasn't even going to go there. That's rough.
I'm sorry. One of my most vivid memories of classes at George's was when I got into second form and they had newly instituted computer classes. And we went to the computer lab, and at the time it had machines which probably were worse than our first computer. Right?
That's saying something.
Not Encarta 95.
Actually, we had Encarta on ours.
Everybody on the planet had Encarta.
And
we had a turbo button.
I had a push
it from 20 to 40 hertz.
I'm pretty sure. And Windows 3.1.
No, ours was DOS.
We got Windows 3.1
later,
after a while.
Later. DOS at first. But anyways, this computer class, we went to the class, and then she started to read off instructions as to the computer, inclusive of trying to point out where the power button was. Around 20 minutes in, the woman noticed that I was the only one typing in the class. Like, I had just ignored her and continued along my merry way, was typing up a document and all sorts of fun stuff. To which then she... there was no internet. To which then she pointed at me and said, "Andrew, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm doing the assignment on the paper," because I just skipped all the stuff she was going through. She's like, "No, you can't go ahead of the class, get out." And that's when I stopped paying attention in that class.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
When it takes you 20 minutes to tell people how to power on a computer, that's when your class is worthless.
I still don't see how this has anything to do with you not knowing what Papyrus is. I'm not following this conversation.
And on that note,
how did you veer off for a second tangent?
So, this week.
Anyway.
It's going to be a good. I feel it. It's going to be one of the great ones.
Alright, so this week I saw some good movies, some bad movies, and one really awesome one that Douglas refuses to agree with me on. First of all, the really great movie that I saw, I feel I've seen this movie before, and I know before watching it, I knew what was going to happen, because even though I couldn't remember the movie itself, I had watched enough films that referenced it and gave everything away. I watched Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. And it's bloody amazing.
You know what? I don't know if you've seen the original. I've seen pieces of it. I don't think I've seen the full movie. But you've definitely seen the, 90s remake with Vince Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why you're thinking of that one.
And, I barely remember that movie. I didn't even remember it was Vince Vaughn in that movie.
Vince Vaughn and Anne Heche.
Didn't Gun Van Sant... That, Gun Van... Gus Van Sant...
I think Gus...
Do that film... That seems like such an odd pick.
Yo,
to
what do you mean odd pick? No, listen. Oh, odd pick to do Psycho.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were saying it was an odd pick for him. But I was about to say, any director who knows anything about anything is going to jump at wanting to do it.
I'm just thinking of who you would pick to remake Psycho. if you had to.
Yo, Gus Van Sant is awesome. I'm saying that.
I'm
like
sorry.
Gus, you know, like, Gussie.
We have this conversation.
We did.
Right? Gussie is so good, man. I mean, there's Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
There's Jerry. Which is
not really.
There's Elephant, which I know you
I love
like.
That movie.
There's,
Milk.
My
Milk is
my
awesome.
Own, Milk is good. But My Own Private Idaho, love that movie. Drugstore Cowboy, great
title.
Have you actually seen that? No, it's so good.
Damn.
And there's a bunch of others that I'm sure.
So who would, if you could pick anyone to remake Psycho, and you had to, they were going to remake Psycho, and you can't just make it bad so people go and watch a bad one, you want to make a good Psycho, who would you pick to direct the film?
Two people. One is
Terry
one
Gilliam.
Would make it crazy, and one would make it even more crazy.
So Terry Gilliam and Michel Gondry.
You are incorrect on both accounts.
Tim Burton, watch it.
What?
Watch it.
Yeah. Tim Burton. No.
Yeah.
No.
You know,
no. Actually, it's Paul T.
Lars von Trier.
Oh yes.
That is super crazy. Right. And then Werner Herzog. It would be near that crazy, but then right below it.
I need to watch more Werner Herzog films because I think I've only really seen Rescue Dawn. I can't remember any other
he
that
did.
I've seen.
Portugal.
I don't
recall.
I saw
didn't
that.
Didn't he redirect
he
his
did.
Movie? He redirected a new one too, right?
Yeah. He did.
I don't think I've seen any of his documentaries.
What's the Grizzly Man?
I haven't
he
seen
did,
the documentaries.
I'm not 100% sure, right? And I know I've talked about this movie on the podcast, but did he... I know he was in it, but did he actually direct this mockumentary about the Loch Ness Monster?
Can't remember.
I know he did one about the bears. That's Grizzly Man.
I know there's a YouTube thing that happened where people were imitating his ridiculous voice doing some crazy documentaries.
And
it was pretty hilarious.
There's a new documentary
which,
about some caves.
Yeah.
That we never see.
Oh, is that the one in 3D?
Yeah.
We never
see that. I was listening to Film Spotting talk about that.
I need to catch up on Film Spotting.
Also, this past week, I saw The Chronicles of Narnia 3, Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Oh, so you that title?
Okay. And the movie's not good.
Okay. You don't like Lion Jesus? No?
No, I've gotten to the point where I believe the roar is Liam Neeson roaring into the mic.
Okay. Oh. Even if they were like, someone needs to come out and say.
Liam Neeson says he did voice training and he got the roar right.
No.
Liam Neeson didn't need voice training.
The first thing to come out of his mouth as a child, when they spanked him on his ass, was that roar.
And he channeled that emotion.
People don't know it. He's part lion.
I also saw the John Ford film Stagecoach, starring John Wayne. And all sorts of other people whose names we won't remember. Or at least I won't remember. And I'm surprised at how much I enjoyed it as a drama, but had trouble with it as a Western. I don't know. I've seen a good amount of Westerns at this point. I mean, Damien might laugh at what number I would quote, but it's enough for me to say that I have a good grasp of the genre at this point. And it was lacking in action completely. And I know it's kind of sad. It's kind of harsh to use that kind of a criticism for a film from the late 1930s. Where they couldn't frame action really well back then. And towards the end you have a little fight scene. A duel between John Wayne and the guy who plays Luke, I think his name is. I can't remember. But throughout the movie, they're continually talking about how he wants to get him because he killed his brother or something.
Can I just ask one question?
Sure.
Did this movie have more or less action than Unforgiven?
He's got you. Yeah.
Because
Unforgiven got two scenes. This one only has one there.
No, I haven't seen this movie, so I really don't have much of a leg to stand on. I'm just asking because I would assume that answer is more, but I can't really say.
It's kind of close. It's kind of close. But yeah, it's still a really good movie, and I think you can watch it legally on YouTube. It's on YouTube, the full film.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Actually, YouTube has started renting out movies now, which is...
No, I mean, this one is
kinda
free.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of awesome, but I think it's only in the States, and it's kind of expensive.
Do they go into... I know books do. Like, over a certain time, it becomes public.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, everything does. It just depends on where it was made, and because each country has different laws. But, like, say, I think England, it's something along the lines of 70 years after the person dies. In the States, it's... No, sorry, it's the other way around. England, it's 70 years after it's made. Mm-hmm. And in the States, it's 70 years after the person dies, or something like that.
Oh, so, there, some amount of period. In the States, a person has to be dead.
I think so.
That's ridiculous.
It depends on how you're looking at it. If you're looking at it from our perspective, of course that's ridiculous because it takes long for us to get things for free. But if you're looking at it from the rights holder's perspective, they want to make money.
Yeah.
So it's all about
after
a trade-off.
70 years of making
money. I know,
money.
Right? Yeah. It's a trade-off.
Yeah, I think that's about... Oh, wait, no. One other thing I want to mention. I finished catching up with The Big C. It's a show from Showtime, which I had wanted to watch because I had seen the first episode when the show was starting to air, and I really liked it. But for some god-awful reason, I just ignored it. And I went back to it, and I really enjoyed the show. It's a
good. I've been putting that off until, that all the other TV
shows
are
done, yeah. That show's not bad, I didn't mind
that
show still.
Burn through the rest of Tremé and that show as well.
It's a nice little show, and Laura Linney is awesome as well as Oliver Platt.
Is she ever not awesome? Linney? I can't remember. Every time I see her, I enjoy myself.
That child is a bit of a shit, but towards the end, it's really good with him. Okay. I wonder what happened to Sidibe, the girl
Precious.
From Precious. Because like at one point she just disappears towards the end of the show, and there's no explanation as far as I can remember.
She had a heart attack. Is it horrible that both of us immediately tried to make a fat joke?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I watched this week.
Okay.
What did you watch a week before since we weren't here?
No,
that's
the entire 2 weeks.
Well, so you guys are bad as me.
You know, I should mention though one other thing since you asked other things. I actually revisited The Rock because I got it on Blu-ray,
and because it's awesome,
and it's one of my favorite action movies of all time. Like I quote it as the greatest action movie of all time. I know it isn't. But to tell the truth, it's just one of those movies that I look fondly on from my childhood, and I really love it. And the movie remains awesome.
Yeah. It's one of those movies that when you saw it when you were little, it was awesome. Now that you're older, it's still really awesome.
but you watch it knowing that if you saw it today for the first time, you'd probably tear it to shreds.
No, it's still awesome. Hold on. Does The Rock have a Criterion Edition?
It does, but not on Blu-ray.
Let's just end it there. That just shows you the class. The class.
I think you're mistaken, young man.
Come on, Damien. The Double Life of Veronique, was that not the greatest movie ever?
And while we're on Criterion...
On Criterion, no, you
know. What?
Double Life.
Yeah. It always was. Yeah. That's how I found out about it.
Oh.
And talking about Criterion, I'm looking forward because High and Low is coming out on Criterion.
Which one's
Blu-ray.
High and Low?
It's a Kurosawa film.
Oh, okay.
In June, and I need to have that film.
Where's True Grit?
Amazon, get on that shit now.
Yeah, Amazon is the one. Thanks, Andrew.
Anyways, I'm going to stop though.
Okay, so I'd just like to say what I watched. I'm sure I've watched quite a bit, but.
I'm sure you
have. Yeah, but the thing about these past 2 weeks is that there was one specific feature that I watched that was so god-awful that it kind of just
tarnished everything.
Yeah, and not just tarnished, it kind of, it's like I'm in traumatic shock right now and I can't quite remember anything else that I watched except for one shining light, one movie that was actually good enough for me to say, oh, I watched this movie, and that movie was Adjustment Bureau. I saw that movie the other day, and it was fairly decent. I kind of liked it. Actually, I was surprised at how much I liked Anthony Mackie in that movie. I keep trying to hate him because of his history, but...
His history?
Hey, look at his movies. He has not been...
Half Nelson?
Before, like...
The Hurt Locker?
No, wait, I was... No,
some point stop. All the good ones.
No, hold on. I was actually about to say, but then there was Hurt Locker, but you never let me get to it. So that one don't count. I did not actually know he was in Half Nelson, because I haven't seen the piece that he's in. Right? But listen. That guy has been in some horrible movies. But
tell
anyway.
Me some. Tell me some, because I don't remember
just,
the bad
just,
movies.
There's a reason why... but first of all, he was in Notorious, just to name
right.
one that was recent.
Oh, okay. Notorious is a bad movie. However, I remember liking him a lot in that movie.
Yeah, that's because you like bad movies. But the thing,
Night Catches Us, I think that's the name of the movie.
Oh yeah, I remember hearing about that one. It looked bad. It looked bad.
Wow. Holy balls.
But yeah, no, I think that I actually have to reevaluate my assessment of him. He was great in this movie, and the movie was it was okay. Now to get on to the feature of the week.
Oh shit, I forgot he was in 8 Mile.
Yeah, dog. Yeah.
And now that I see it on IMDb, I can remember his face in that movie, because I actually own DVD and I need to throw that out.
Yeah.
Okay. 8 Mile DVD?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I bought it without watching it, and it was while I was still in high school, and I was in love with Eminem.
Stop. Don't make him. Don't make him fool you. Don't make him fool
that BS.
He watched it before.
You thought we were going to turn
it. And he got it, and he watched it like 10 times, and he was like, Douglas, right. This movie is so good.
Like, yeah, sure. We're like, yeah, you're going to do what Eminem did for a dancehall. I saw it.
But anyway, there was a really bad movie that I saw this week. And,
because we're not reviewing it.
Yeah. Andrew and I disagree on this topic, and I believe that that's what he was making mention of before, and that movie is Thor. Thor was god-awful. Thor was about 3 hours too long. And
a movie that's like 2 hours long.
Listen, that's how bad it was. The
Did
movie...
You watch Fast and Furious? Or
no, I haven't watched Fast and Furious yet.
No, that's which one was better.
I would assume Fast and Furious. I kind of... I can't watch those movies. I don't...
Look...
You have your problems because you don't like the way they portray the cars.
Because
yeah.
No, I didn't have that problem because all four movies were bad.
Track record.
Yeah.
Track
all four movies are bad, but you know what? They're bad while if you kind of turn off yourself, turn off your mind and your logic,
what?
They're still enjoyable.
Where,
to some extent.
Where exactly... People keep saying that to me.
Even though
I love action
say,
movies,
I have
where
to say,
exactly
by
is
the way,
enjoyment?
I have to say, by the way, that I rewatched... Well, I shouldn't say rewatched. I saw... maybe 15 minutes of the first movie on TV, and I thought to myself, Douglas, what was wrong with
you? Well, actually, I saw the first one on TV, and I only saw a clip, but it was just so hilarious. It was after the first Drag Race.
Yeah, it was about there that I got
And we all know what happens. Paul Walker loses, and he totals his car. And it ends up into this long-ass diatribe between Vin Diesel and Paul Walker where it becomes a lot of your mama kind of jokes just for cars.
You never
and I couldn't...
had me. You never had a car.
And I couldn't stop laughing at how bad it was at
I
that
remember
point.
People gave me shit for years after that movie came out. And it wasn't until the second one everybody's like, alright, Damien, maybe you were right. And then the third one came out. And everybody's like, this movie is just terrible. Then the fourth one came
I love the
and
third
some
one.
Time zone
which
warp.
One's,
thing.
Which one's three?
Tokyo
Drift. Right. Some time warp nonsense happened where now the Fast and Furious series wasn't a pile of shit. And now the fifth one is coming out and everybody's like, no, they're fun. When did they get back to be from being terrible movies to fun? When did that transition happen? Where was I when we agreed that there weren't four shitty movies prior? How is it that the previous... I don't understand.
The place you were was right here talking about Thor. Right, so we're talking about Thor. And this movie was bad.
Right, Natalie Portman is terrible.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to be good in a movie that you're in for 5 minutes.
Okay. I hear that.
Hey.
I hear that she's a scientist.
Of course, right? She's,
I don't believe that.
She's a scientist. She falls in love, so you know exactly what's going on.
It's just
right?
as believable as her being a dancer.
She and Kat Dennings are scientists. That's good.
Yep. Well, I think Kat Dennings is a social scientist.
Oh, of course.
Or was she political? Right. I can't remember.
Social, she's an intern.
Oh, is
that's
the
what she really is.
Part of the world.
I suppose that these
it's
actions
awesome.
Are,
I suppose.
Well, you see, if things blow up.
You're lying to yourself. You're trying
people,
to convince yourself.
People kill each other.
No, the action is bad.
But this movie, I mean, the action is not that enjoyable, I don't think.
Okay.
The thing about it is, right, so the way this movie is structured is...
Right. I know how it
so you start off seeing actually the scientists and
right.
mow down this god, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, ooh, who is this person?
Dare point a puny weapon.
Right. It goes back to
puny weapon. At me.
So it goes back
awesome.
In time to the story of how Thor gets sent to Earth. And
right.
that story takes
Mount Olympus, right?
That story
Asgard. Let's get our gods right.
45 minutes. That story is so long and
right.
so ridiculous.
It's so awesome.
And Zeus punches him in the face.
His name is Odin. Let's get mythology right.
Right.
We're not in Greece, we're in
dragon.
The Norse.
I love Norse mythology. They didn't even try to come up with something original. It's so bad.
Alright. Yeah, but essentially each piece of this movie is painfully predictable and painfully unentertaining.
It's actually
there,
you could tell what was going
no,
on.
No, but it's unentertaining at the same time. And,
actually,
there are.
I'm actually glad to hear you say that because you're the only person I've heard say anything bad about Thor.
But I've always believed this since the trailers came out. I never. There was one trailer that I was like, alright, this looks just like it could be a stupid action movie, but that was the best that the trailers looked to me. And Andrew got me to think that this could be a good movie. Andrew came back from this movie grinning ear to ear, thinking that it was the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah,
and
no,
then
Thor shirt.
You know, I was like, alright, fine, I'll watch it. And I'll never
hammer.
Listen to him again. I don't know why I listened to him, because you and me both know how.
Yeah,
it is.
I know why you ever
right?
listen to Andrew.
But either way, this movie, it had maybe two or three scenes that were good, or that, and I shouldn't even say that were good, that I enjoyed only because they were cheesy funny. The same exact type of scenes that you guys were just talking about a while ago, where he's like, I am Thor, you cannot, and then they just like tap him or something there, you know? And those kind of worked well, but I wish that either there were more of that, or there were good movies. Exactly.
More
laughter would have been bad. But listen, you need a good movie to have a good movie. So, yes.
You're just so wrong.
Wow.
So wrong. This movie is so awesome. Like, I don't want to overhype it, because it's not good.
Hold on. Stop. Let me ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this better than bad?
Is this better than
bad? Yes. Is this movie better than bad? Yes or no? I don't want to hear any sort of
bad, as in the judgment bad, not just not talking about.
I'm
the
saying
movie.
Okay. If I said that this movie is bad, would you
agree.
Disagree with me?
Yes.
Okay, then you're overhyping it.
He and like everybody else on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, everybody has been wrong before. So.
I think Damien's gonna be the decider next week. See how this goes.
The Decider, that sounds like a really bad action movie. Jason Statham, I'm sorry.
No, any known with the can be a Jason Statham action movie. Does he have a new film coming out called The Blitz or something?
Bill Maher.
He was in The Bank Job, wasn't he? Yeah.
Bill Maher has a stand-up special called The Decider.
Let's not talk about Bill Maher.
I love Bill Maher.
I don't. But then again, I have to admit, I haven't really watched his stand-up. I only watched his show, and I just don't like him on that.
He's a asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Damien likes comic, assholes.
No, but
like,
you know what it is. You know what it is.
Your super finger friend.
No. Fuck you.
The thing that I distinguish
Bill Maher from, like, say, other comedians, sometimes you're mean or whatever, but it's all done in good fun. Like, literally, like, most of the time on his show, it sounds
he's
as if
he's doing it to hurt.
Exactly.
And that is what I enjoy. Because there's no line.
And let's just remind ourselves at the same time that Douglas loves Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, but Gervais has that line as well.
Yeah.
He doesn't go anywhere near Bill Maher territory. That guy's an asshole.
And you have to remember that most of the time Ricky Gervais is acting. Like, he's not... He does stand up,
right, he doesn't seem like that.
Know.
If you met him in person, he'd run those jokes, but he doesn't seem like he means it.
Exactly.
Right? Bill Maher, he doesn't seem to be joking.
Yeah.
He just seems like...
You know who else is kind of like that? Dave Letterman.
Did you see that HBO special with the Jerry Seinfeld and Ricky Gervais?
I watched the first 5 minutes. Is it good? I haven't seen the rest of it.
I like it.
Okay.
I watched it. I like it.
Yeah?
It was really interesting. And I liked it a lot when they got into Ricky Gervais's bit about him coming into stand-up as opposed to the rest of them being stand-ups coming into... the rest of entertainment and stuff. I really enjoyed that bit, but whatever. Douglas, anything else you watch this week you want to talk about?
That's what I remember. I mean, that Thor movie just kind of cancels out any other goodness that I could have watched this couple of weeks.
So for the past 2 weeks, I barely watched anything. Last week was a total train wreck of a week. Thank God I didn't do the podcast, because I'd have come here and just been angry, and I don't even remember what I watched last week. I saw Game of Thrones. I still like it.
That show is awesome.
I haven't watched the last episode, but it's still on my list. I haven't stopped watching it. It's really good.
I think I love that sword teacher.
How many more episodes do we have before they stop it? Can we petition them to not stop making episodes?
Well, they already have season 2 greenlit, so...
Speaking of stopping episodes, I'm very upset that they moved into Chicago Code.
Yes, that's so shitty. Fox is just such a...
People not watching the movies, the shows, what do you expect them to do?
No, I'm fine with it, I understand.
I'm sure.
It still makes me upset because I
like
the show.
Good shows.
You know? Yeah, it's the same. It's Terrier's
no,
all over
canceled,
again. No?
I guess I can start watching it. It would be great.
Okay, so that's kind of like a stamp of approval.
Like, oh, this must be really good. No one is watching it. It's not like Lone Star that had 2 good episodes and then they kicked that shit off TV.
Was it really good?
Yes.
I saw the first episode on a plane and it was kind of crappy. TV.
Anyways, you're talking about Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. I like how intricate everything is, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of melodrama. They're just like working through all these stories.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of melodrama.
Yeah, because you know how period movies go. There's just people hating other people and backstabbing.
So hold on. So there's a blonde people with their own business.
Mm-hmm.
The Lancasters.
There's what are they called? Triborians or something like that?
The Dithrakian.
No. The Dithraki is who the Triborian married. Is it Triborian?
I don't remember.
There's those guys that married into these centaur looking fellows. and then there's the actual Lord of the Rings folk,
right,
with Sean Bean at the head.
The Starks.
With, by the way, their own personal pack of wolves. And
dire wolf.
Right?
And there be dragons.
And then I kind of count him as his own little sect. There is Peter Dinklage.
The Lancasters.
The Imp. Or whatever he's called. And then there's the people over at the wall with Bastard.
The
all
Knight
of those
in
people
black.
Have all sorts of foolishness going on. I think there's a whole heap of melodrama in this show,
but it's not the typical, you know, who's stabbing. It has not yet dwindled down into a series of backstabbings.
All right.
Everything is still interesting.
So essentially, what you're saying is they're still onto the setup section,
right.
And then
right.
when somebody pulls some crazy ass shit,
right.
which I would say has already started, but you know, because you know, we've got a youngster that just woke up that any minute now is going to remember certain things, you know.
Right. And the stabbing of the box will commence. However,
exactly,
they're not there yet.
Yeah.
So it's still interesting. Plus, I hear that they're dragons.
I figure there will be, right? They keep panning into the eggs.
In the book.
The dragons must, like, I'm sure there's some sort of, like, special thing that the moon does, or, like, she blows on it.
No, like behind the wall, like, there's those dragons or whatever. That's why they keep that big ass hole. I don't know.
That kind of makes sense.
No, that makes no sense.
No, man, it makes sense.
Would a wall stop a dragon?
Listen, a wall stops a dragon because it's a line of demarcation, right? They know that if they cross this wall, there's shit to pay.
Fair.
But then they've gotten a little bit more, you know.
And they keep
confident.
They keep saying winter is coming.
Yeah. They keep talking about winter like it's not really a season.
Exactly.
They're like, yo,
they're like,
the last winter lasted 10 years.
Holy balls! This show seems off. This show is awesome. I started watching Carlos. I'm nowhere near to finishing watching
Carlos. That show
it
looks amazing.
Really good.
I need to watch that.
5.5 hours. So.
Carlos,
you'll get my
Choco
full report
next week.
Probably next week, yeah.
Next week, fuck it. I know you're going to finish that tomorrow.
I doubt that very much. It's kind of long. What's it? I haven't seen anything else. It's just Game of Thrones and Carlos. I can't remember. I kind of watch Hardboiled again, but...
Hardboiled? Which one is that?
Boiled. I'm sure that's what you meant.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That movie's off. You
that
know,
movie
it,
doesn't count.
I was on YouTube watching clips of it, and I was watching that final scene in the hospital,
right.
And to the point where they had the 6-minute one take sequence, and I'm like, apparently originally John Woo wanted to make it a 15-minute one take, and they tried it numerous times, but they just couldn't get to 15 minutes.
No. Like, I have this long, like, pile of movies that I really want to get through, but I just, things keep happening.
You know what I got this week? I got Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas this week. Not that I didn't already own that movie, and not that I didn't already own the Criterion edition of that movie.
You know what I got?
But I now
week?
Own the
Fear
Criterion Blu-ray of this movie. I'm so happy for that. I have actually watched the first 5 minutes. The first 15 minutes of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas in high definition, and that is awesome.
Can't wait till 4K. I'm off the buy all this shit.
No, right? But by that time, at least, hopefully, we'll be just downloading it.
We're in Jamaica, we probably will have that speed.
That's true.
So this week in trailers, the first thing I want us to talk about is a new Michael Winterbottom film, The Trip.
Hey, Rob, Steve.
Oh, hiya, how are you?
Are you free to go away?
Where?
It's a job. It's a kind of a tour. Really good restaurants.
Why me?
Misha can't come and I don't want to go alone. I've asked other people, but they're all too busy. So, you know, do you want to come? Should be two rooms under the name Coogan.
We only have one double room.
What do you think's going to happen?
All right, touch my bottom.
Were you an altar boy?
What have you got? Plenty of heat in my scallops. Heat, Pacino.
I've not heard your Michael Caine, but I assume it would be something along the lines of,
my name's Michael Caine.
You were so wrong. Michael Caine used to talk like this.
It's not quite nasal enough the way you're doing it. When it gets loudly, it gets very loud indeed.
And you don't do the broken voice.
But it gets very emotional.
With Steve Coogan and Rob Ryan. Douglas going like, who? What Michael Winterbottom film?
The last film we saw from him was the one with the cameo by...
The Killer Inside Me.
Yeah. Oh, right. He did Killer Inside Me.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking about, a cameo?
No, what film were you thinking about?
The movie with, God, There's this guy that Douglas hates, and he was in From Paris.
John Rhys Meyers.
Yes. What was the name of that movie?
I know what you're talking about. A movie about me.
Oh, the film.
A film with me in it. Yeah.
Oh, that was him? Was that him?
I'm pretty sure it was. Was it him?
I mean directing. He directed that film. I didn't know he directed that film for some reason. Anyways.
At least I think he was.
Anyways, this is this movie, which is actually a BBC series. It's 6 episodes. It's been aired already in England. And it's been cut down to a 2-hour film.
British people getting everything good before us.
So I remember watching the clips, specifically the Michael Caine clips from this show about... Was it as far back as 6 months ago?
Probably that long.
And I remember thinking it was the most hilarious thing in the world. Actually, they got into a bit more detail than what's in the trailer, because actually they probably spent about as much time on this trailer or more on the Michael Caine clips that they had.
I think they knew that a lot of people saw it on YouTube and they're like, we can throw that a lot of that in.
Exactly. So I definitely want to watch this movie. Actually, I don't want to watch this movie. This trailer makes me... Exactly. This trailer makes me remember that this was a TV show that I now need to watch. So I'm definitely watching the TV show. I don't know about... Thank you very much. I don't know about this movie. But that just goes to show like how good this trailer is, that it sells us a product that it's not even selling.
Yeah, but I already have a 6-hour movie to watch.
Can you do it again?
Carlos isn't going to watch it, so...
Actually, I think it is. Carlos is kind of an asshole. He would do that. He's a pretentious little prick, you know.
But it's close to Senna.
Oh, shit!
Again. Yeah, I was wondering why you didn't say that. You've seen Senna. Did you like it?
I love it. But I'm just going to care about whatever.
By the way, I'm sure they would have put it in documentary, and I'm never 100% sure about these things that I say. Was I right about this point count at the end when he died?
I don't think they mentioned that.
Okay, alright.
They just said he died, and then they went to the funeral, and then...
You would know, you're an F1 fan.
What?
I have this in my head for some reason, that when he died, he died in the middle of a season and in the middle of the race, and I have this thing in my head that says that he was so far ahead of everybody in terms of point count that he still would have won almost. No?
He was getting smoked.
No, yeah.
And
that is
what I was trying to tell you the first time we had the argument. He had a worse car.
Well, that is
what happened.
Actually, I think that is the best part of the documentary. When it gets to his later years and he moves to... Right now, I can't remember the name of the company because
Williams McLaren.
He went to Williams McLaren merge
after.
He went to Williams. And it was because
the Williams car.
That's true, because no, McLaren is no right. Mercedes
what,
McLaren.
What happened is Williams had a better car the year before because they had all this electronic crap attached to the car to make the car handle in ways that cars should never be able to handle. So they had By far away the best vehicle, and Prost had that vehicle the season before,
and he literally just had it on auto,
smoked everybody. No one could catch him. He was already a great driver, but in that car no one was getting close. He was the second best driver in the world with by far the best vehicle in the world, and I think Senna came third because of sheer brilliance. He was getting destroyed, and he went to the team with the best vehicle. But the F1 stepped in and said, all that shit that you put on the car, we're banning all of that. Too good.
And then he got screwed.
Yeah. And then the car oversteered and understeered and did so whenever it felt like it. Like him getting that car around the track was a friggin' miracle. The fact that he didn't kill him before that is kind of ridiculous. Ferrari for years had the best car. No one could compete with them. They won both.
Were there cheating issues with Ferrari? Like they'd sort of functionalities that were banned by F1 and that kind of thing?
They just like they found ways around. Like they made things that did what the band thing did.
Like, well, wasn't they, there... They, I remember hearing a story about how there was... so, I guess... It must have been some sort of computer menu on the, in the car, right? And so, like... You wouldn't see it before you started the race. But as, say, Schumacher or whoever was driving, what they would do is they would scroll down in the menu, and then there was essentially, like, this space at the end that was... You didn't see anything, but... If you were the driver, you knew you that if it, you clicked on the space that was empty, that it would turn on the... Yeah, yeah.
Like, they were... Like, Ferrari essentially built Torque Vectoring before Torque Vectoring existed, where they would send more power to specific wheels depending on what the car needed. Which essentially meant you could drive the car as hard, as hard as possible, as long as you kept it within a large limit. So other people had a very small margin, right? And whenever you exceeded that, you'd have to pay for it. You'd have to compensate by either going tremendously slow
or into
or
the wall,
flying off the track. Ferrari essentially came up with a way to send power to whatever wheel needed more power. At whatever point the wheel needed more power. And I've heard that they could have. There was a point where they were doing this remotely, which was, which I still don't believe. It was like absolute nonsense. But they found a way and they won. So. Yeah, but Senna is awesome. God damn, that's awesome.
No, I'm sure the by end, the end of the year, I'm going to watch that documentary.
The end. When they were talking to, at the end of it, they're talking to, when they're having a funeral, they're talking to Brazilians, and there's this one. There's this one lady who came on, and she's like, when you're poor, you don't really have anything, and we're poor, and we don't have anything, but all we had was Senna. That's the, like the only bright spot, like, you work hard and life is sucky, but you knew that, you know, there was something that you could look forward to, and she, like, she, when you saw the people, like, she was devastated, right? And I mean, he was just so good and so charismatic, and he broke down so many walls. He's like Jordan before Jordan. Just ridiculous. Nobody.
One thing I really like.
Why would you say that he broke down walls? Does because of him did more poor Brazilians get places in F1? Is that
because of him more go-kart racers were chosen to go into F1?
Okay, fair enough.
And
fair
he.
Enough.
And there was rules and structures that were in F1 that changed immediately. Because of his death, actually, they changed a whole heap of rules. No one has died since in F1.
No one has died, you sure?
Yes, no one has
not died. Not one person?
Not one person has died since that. Since they introduced...
some people have gotten fucked up.
Yeah, there's people. No one has died.
Yo, I've seen some clips, man.
You've seen bad things happen.
Yeah.
No one has died. That was a direct result of it, but so I mean, it's like part of me wishes I could go back and see. Like, that is the thing that that amazes me most is the fact that he drove better in rain. That is just astounding. Like, when they show you some of the, like, they have the camera mounted to the car and they show you driving in, like, even the camera, when you look at the camera, you can see. You can't see anything though. And he has there's a mirror in front of him that the water is hitting up. The camera has nothing in front of it. It's just showing you the road. And that the fact that water is bouncing off the road back into the camera. But there's a windscreen in front of him that the water is hitting. How the hell is he? He had to be driving just knowing the track.
Yeah, essentially that's what it is. He's like, I know there's a turn here. If I'm wrong,
it's one thing to say that.
Worse when you have other people on
exactly.
the track.
Yeah,
you, like some of the overtakes that guy made. Oh, it's so. That's I mean, nothing is getting close to this movie for the year. There's no way. There's no way any movie is going to be.
And there's no Chris
Inception
Nolan movie this year. So you're right.
There's like. Even though I love Inception, I like this movie more than Inception. Nothing would get close to this movie. Even if he found a way to release Dark Knight 3, I doubt it.
I think we have witnessed history here. History in the making. Damien admits that a movie is better than Inception.
I think we'll take that.
I've admitted that many movies are better than Deception.
Another trailer this week I wanted us to talk about was Colombiano, because I'm sure we're done talking
Wait,
about the
sorry, another trailer we were talking about? A trailer a while ago?
Somehow we tangented about? Into Senna. We were talking about The Trip. Yes.
The Trip? Which one's The Trip?
BBC.
Oh yeah, Steve Coogan. Okay, right.
Keep drinking. Keep drinking.
I'm not drunk. This is we've been talking about something other than this trailer for at least 15 minutes. That's what this is.
Who are you?
Not on the surface.
It's 22 murders in the last 4 years.
I'm doing this my way.
Why?
You know why.
Going after us. She's just a girl. Take care of it.
I don't know if something or someone hurt you before.
Find her! Look everywhere!
Talk to me.
What do you want to know?
Anything. Something about you.
I was 9 when my parents were killed.
So Colombiano, the new film which has something to do with Luc Besson. And
couldn't they have found a better name for this movie? What does Colombiano mean?
I have no clue. It stars Zoe Saldana and she's going for revenge. And she has lots of guns.
Yeah, but she weighs like 100 pounds.
And she's never going to forget.
Garrett, where she came from.
Because they tell us that 5 times in the 2.5 minutes already.
Never forget where you came from.
This movie looks like a fun action movie.
You know what I think? I think that is the good luck line from Taken. They think never forget where you came from is going to be as iconic as good luck. But they're wrong. It's not that it's terrible.
Douglas.
Yo. So the thing about this movie is it has upside and it has downside. It has good points, it has bad points. So there are scenes in this trailer that I look at and I'm like, ooh, that looks exciting, I could watch this. There are scenes in this trailer where I'm like, really, you're trying to act? Shut up, I don't want to see this anymore. But essentially, this trailer relies much too heavily on the fact that Luc Besson has something to do with this. It relies on name dropping. It relies on from the creator of Taken, from the writer of La Femme Nikita. Oh, by the way, that's the same person. You know, like that's horrible. If not only are you name dropping, but you're trying to make it seem like you're dropping more than one name, shut up. So I might still watch this movie, but strike one, motherfuckers. Strike one.
He's been drinking. He gets mean when he drinks.
Hey, Steve Larson.
Yup.
She's 100 pounds. I'm having the same problem I had with Salt. If you're going to be all kitassy and murdery, you need to look the part. Right?
It's true.
It's hard to convince me that.
And Angelina Jolie has always had that problem, even from shows in Tomb Raider. Yeah.
Right. If you look like, if a strong wind passes, you'll fly away. It's hard for me to believe that you'll be able to take down 200 pounds.
Speaking of which, by the way, did you like Salt at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
All right. I enjoyed Salt.
Personally,
it surprised
I thought Salt was okay. Yeah, I didn't mind it, but
there are some plot holes you could drive a truck through.
Oh, yeah,
and
totally.
That ending is not.
I was laughing at the twists by that point.
That's a bad sign. What he just said, not a good sign.
Like towards the end, I was totally going, that's gonna happen, and I started to laugh at it.
It's not that the movie is bad, it's just mediocre. It's not a good action movie. They've done it better many times.
And then that last death scene, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, but it made, they would have, My main problem is that everybody who is on the force would have shot her many times before she was able to do any other shit that she actually did. Why didn't someone just shoot her? Why do people keep watching her do she was in a crowd of people and was backing out, holding a guy, holding a gun to a guy's head, and there was armed people behind her who did not shoot her.
Alright, I don't remember the specifics at this point like that.
No idea how that makes sense.
But I'm happy they didn't shoot her because I enjoyed it.
Yes, because then the movie would have been over. It looks like a fun action movie. I'm obligated to watch it because we had a female come on once who shamed us into watching movies with female leads.
Speaking of which, she hasn't been on in a while.
Right.
She needs to come back to give us some of that.
Remember she challenged us to watch Eat, Pray, Love. And I did.
She did not.
Yes, she did. She said
Eat, Pray, Love hadn't even come out at that
she
point.
Said, what she said was, all the movies that are coming out this year that have female leads, would we go and watch any of them? And she listed off the movies. One was Eat, Pray, Love.
Really?
One was Salt.
Yo, I've seen Eat, Pray, Love, by the way. Or at least some of it. I haven't seen the whole thing. But that movie was not great.
I still haven't watched it.
And it's not helping her cause.
You know what's bad, by the way? I saw the last half of that movie. And the last half of that movie was about a movie's length. It's a really long movie. I mean, wow.
Yeah, it's not good. I like Zoe Saldana enough.
Actually, I don't get the love for Zoe Saldana. I mean,
$19 billion.
I can tell you exactly why people love Zoe Saldana, and I love her for the same reason. She's very nice to look at. Very nice to look at.
I don't think she's that hot. I think if you were to create a list from hot to not so hot, she wouldn't be in the top.
There's a website that would rank people hot or not.
I'm sure she wouldn't be in the top 80 of current actresses.
I think
we call
this website something along the lines of hotornot.com. Do you think that would work? Yes,
I'm pretty sure it would.
I think we should do this.
Andrew,
we need
point.
To cut this out of the podcast so that nobody else actually takes this idea and runs with it. Okay.
Anyways, another trailer I'll snap up is the new Seth Gordon trailer.
You are snuffing.
Perfect. Another trailer I wanted to talk about was the new Seth Gordon film, Horrible Bosses.
You want one?
It's 8:15 a.m.
It's 18-year-old Scott. If you want a promotion, you gotta earn it.
Did I tell you that Parkin tricked me into having a drink at 8 o'clock this morning?
Unless your boss isn't sexually harassing you.
See if this thing's working. Oh! I can make out our little friend right there.
Stop it.
Ooh, Shabbat Shalom. Somebody's circumcised.
You know, yours doesn't sound that bad.
We need to trim some of the fat.
What do you mean by trim the fat?
I want you to fire the fat people. You can start with Large Marge.
Marge, can you come in here, please?
What?
I thought he was going to give you a promotion.
Sure. Yeah, no, he is.
I have decided who I want to be our new vice president of sales. Me.
What do you say?
Nick, please, we're in the middle of a meeting.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'll just attribute this to your drinking problem.
You would have to admit our lives would be easier if our bosses weren't alive.
You can fire Professor Xavier.
You mean Hank?
Creeps me out, rolling around all day in a special little secret chair.
I don't care how bad our bosses are. We're not murderers.
This little sweetheart right here?
My fiance.
Is going to get a peek at my little photo album.
You did all this while I was unconscious?
That's my favorite.
I'm in! Let's kill this bitch!
Starring Jason Sudeikis.
Okay, stop. I'm going to say one thing. That thing is Charlie Day. I'm done.
So I can't even get to say his name.
No.
I'm
just saying that really is all I need.
There's also Jason Bateman. If you add in Jennifer Aniston, Colin Farrell.
No, stop.
And
you are going to delete that from the podcast. I am not going to be heard. What's the word? Endorsing a movie with Jennifer Aniston in it. No,
she's going to ruin the movie.
we're
trying to convince ourselves that she won't ruin the movie, but I'm pretty sure she will.
So, for those of you who don't know this, Seth Gordon, the director, he also directed one of my favorite documentaries of the last 5 years, The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters.
Boo.
I'm sorry, I loved that movie when I saw it. It is quite amazing.
I didn't see it.
Somehow they made he made a story of two people playing a video game really, really awesome.
No, I didn't.
Jason Sudeikis, I love him to death. He was in Going the Distance.
I thought so, yeah.
With...
it makes noise.
Hey, man!
And that just happened. Which song was that?
That's Empire Strikes Back with Talib Kweli and Mos Def. Is that the name of
that's
it?
Not the name. No, that's the name. That's not the name. Know That.
Know That. Okay. But he talks about yes. Empire Strikes Back in yes. there. That's why I think of it.
Know That.
Jason Sudeikis, he's also in... What was that movie I had
seen?
He
says, fuck the Empire.
Oh, he was in 30 Rock for a long time. He was one of... What's her name?
Jason Sudeikis, by the way, just to let you know... that he is one of the major stars in Saturday Night Live.
You know I don't watch that show.
If you're really...
I know Jimmy Fallon was on it.
If you're really trying to figure out where this man is from, that is where he's
from. I'm sure if you
think... The only reason he was on 30 Rock was because Tina Fey is on 30 Rock. And Tina Fey is coming from Saturday Night Live. But yeah, it's kind of cool. But at the same time... There's certain things I don't like about it. But hold on. So, what was he in 30 Rock?
He was one of Tina Fey's boyfriends for a short while. John Hamm.
He went to, like, Chicago or something, right?
He went to Ohio or something? I can't remember.
And Matt Damon.
Matt Damon Carol. Was the best.
Listen, if... You know you're great when, in order to break up with you, there has to be a Mexican standoff. There has to be some sort of gunplay involved. And then, a couple episodes later, they make fun of you. Like, what was that guy in Good Will Hunting? Good Will Hunting that made fun of?
Can I say how horrible that show got once Matt Damon stopped being in it?
No. I wouldn't say that. I think there was one really bad episode, and then everything else has
This been whole great. Season has been really questionable for
you
me.
You think so? I agree with you that one episode with the reality show for Tracy's wife.
Oh, I don't think I actually watched the whole of that.
Absolutely horrid. But everything else was pretty decent.
Yeah.
See that you're a fan of David
Bowie. Damien, horrible bosses.
Yeah,
I'm sure you have
it.
One.
I'm going to watch it.
Do you have a horrible boss?
I don't know because I work in the middle of the night and everyone's gone home by then, which is great. I'm going to watch it, despite Jennifer Aniston being in it. Because despite her being in terrible movies, I keep watching movies that she's in. I don't know why.
Did you watch the Bojo?
Yes, I did.
So I saw that movie.
Watch the Sandler movie that she was in?
Which one?
The last one.
The
Just
one
Go With It.
No.
Did you watch, what was that other one? The one with Aaron Eckhart, Love Happens.
Love Happens. Was that her, Catherine Zeta-Jones?
No, that was Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I know because I sat through that film.
Yes, I've seen all of them.
when last was Kevin Spacey in a good film? Did you see
Moon.
The...
He was in Moon.
Barely counts.
No. How dare you? That totally counts.
Did you get to see the film
Casino
that he did?
Jack?
That's what I was about to ask. Did you see Casino Jack?
Because no, I started watching that movie and I kind of gave up after a while. It's kind of lame.
21 good?
No. I remember enjoying it at the time,
no,
but it's not that good.
I can watch, but I could not, within any reasonable sort of...
Movie.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Donald Sutherland is in this movie.
What's this movie?
Horrible Bosses.
We're still talking about it?
Stay young forever. Because we want guys to love us. It's one way that we could make us feel like women. This is my movie and this is my love story. I swear I will tell truth, but nothing but the truth. So help me God.
So this week, Damien decided to subject us to...
And himself.
To...
It was a punishment, guys.
A film titled The Amazing Truth About Queen Raquel. Now, this film was released in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
It's listed as a biography, which kind of... leads me, sounds like that it really sounds wasn't like a documentary. It's from Iceland, and it's about this woman.
Is Raquel in it? Is Björk in this movie?
That's not racist.
Why would you racist if I asked if an Icelandic person was in an Icelandic movie?
If someone asks, huh? If you hear that a movie's from Jamaica and someone asks if Bob Marley's in it.
That's not racist, that just makes sense.
you do know the definition of racist, right?
Yes, Andrew. See, part of that was supposed to be a joke.
Andrew, where are you going with this?
You don't understand how this works, right?
Okay.
Oh yeah, no.
For someone that doesn't know what papyrus
is. And on that note, let's continue. It's this pseudo documentary. Wait, no, it's a real documentary, isn't it?
No, it is not.
Yo, listen.
Nothing is real.
I don't know how real this documentary can be. Okay, there's one specific scene that I question. Everything else could be real. But one specific scene where this woman actually gets run over.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this is a pseudo documentary because now that I'm looking at an IMDb page, other than Raquel, everyone else is an actor and a character name. Completely separate.
Oh, okay.
However, it's claimed that it's based on some true stories from Raquel. And it's filmed in the documentary style, so this can count as a mockumentary.
Okay.
You're not mocking anything. Stop it.
And it's about this transsexual from...
The Philippines.
The Philippines. And her journey to Paris or something.
I guess on her journey to the Philippines.
Alright, so can I talk?
Sure.
No. Damien has to defend this first.
I don't have to. I saw a trailer, and the trailer looked interesting. So much so that I got the movie about 3 years ago. And I had it sitting inside XBMC. Right? I actually have the physical copy of this movie. And I kept going past it. I'm like, I remember this, but I don't remember why I have it. And so I rewatched the trailer and went, this could be interesting. And forced everyone to watch it so that I too would watch it. And it was a mistake. A terrible, terrible mistake. Douglas.
So listen. I've had my discussions with Damien and I've had my discussions with Andrew. And I'm just going to rehash those discussions because I really can't... I don't want to waste any more of my time thinking about this movie.
Fair enough.
This movie was bad. As I say, I question its authenticity. And as Andrew says, it seems that those questions are warranted. This movie... There's just no way to describe it other than a gross waste of my time.
82 minutes
long. It felt like twice that. These lady boys, as they call themselves,
this movie didn't help last week at all. I mean, just making it bad week worse.
And can I tell you that there was actually, you know what? All of this movie, I went through and I was like, this is boring, this is not interesting, this is stupid, why am I watching this? But there was actually one point that I got really upset over. And that was, and I've said this to both of you. So, essentially what this movie is about is Raquel, she's a ladyboy or a transvestite.
Transvestite. No,
transgender means you've actually changed things. Right. She hasn't.
She didn't change.
Yeah, she put watermelons or whatever in her brassiere, and she has a penis still, so she's a transvestite.
Oh. I swear it was a transgender, but sure.
No, transgender is when you've actually done surgery.
Oh.
And hormones and all that good stuff. So
I know some of them were taking
hormones. Well, alright. Yeah, alright, fair enough, but
Whatever.
Let's call them ladyboys because that's what they were called.
I think that's the best part of the discussion, arguing about transgender versus transvestites.
This is going to be the only part.
So, what was I saying? Right. So, this movie is about a bunch of ladyboys and, well, really about one specific one, Raquella, and as you say, her journey to Paris. And her journey is fraught with perils, and she has to do
streaming
a
websites.
Exactly, she has to do a bunch of crazy stuff to get there.
Paris, now, I hope you're proud.
No, one of those things, as Andrew says, is she's a part of a streaming website, a part of a ladyboy website, where she essentially sells herself. She's in one of these video chat rooms where I guess she just does whatever people in the chat want her to do.
Oh, the joy,
and they pay for it. Now, there was a man who owned this website, and he, I don't understand
if
why.
If he's an actor, they should employ him to do more things. Because he's great.
The thing about this thing is, I don't understand why they felt the need to portray this man in such a horrible light. Because, not that I'm saying that he's a good man. He's not. What I'm saying to you is, do you really need to reinforce horrible feelings to me about a man who forces transvestites, young poor transvestites, to sell themselves online so that they can make some money in order to not live on the streets? I mean, that doesn't sound like a nice guy to me, right?
That sounds like my pastor. I don't know.
I think one of my favorite things about him, before we even get to Paris, is that when they're documenting his side of the story,
and
they're talking to him about the whole website thing, and he's so, like, against the idea of the website, but he's like, I don't care what people do. I'm making money. I'm just happy that I can live a life where I do whatever the fuck I want in the
he's
days.
He's not against the website, though, you know.
He's just like, those. There's some sick people in the world.
He's like, whatever. By the way, he's one of those sick people.
Exactly.
But, he did say something along those lines, that there are sick people in the world and he's just doing whatever. But at the same time,
being a facilitator.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
But, I mean, I remember there was this one thing that he said at first when you saw him driving in a car, and he was saying something along the lines of, he was talking to his photographer, his Dutch photographer in Thailand, or no, Philippines, sorry, I was in the Philippines, and he was like, listen, you can, you know, talk to whoever you want, but just, you know, stay away from the druggies and this and that. And he was just so impersonal, is not the word. I don't know if I can actually find the word that I'm looking for, but he was just disgusting from the beginning. And then it gets to the end, and I'm not even going to care about spoiling shit for this movie, right? I mean, he actually, so for some reason, I don't know, he takes an in. I don't want to say that he takes an interest specifically in Raquella, but he appears. No, hold on, no. He appears to take an interest specifically in her. I feel like this is not a specific interest that he takes in this person, but he finds out that, you know, she's trying to get to Paris, and she has to go through Iceland first and all that good stuff, and he helps her by giving her some money, and he takes her to Paris. And of course, in Paris, you should see, like, in the room, I thought for a second, right, I guess I probably gave him the benefit of the doubt, there was a scene where he's like doing push-ups and he's half naked, and then you see a bed behind her, and there's somebody in the bed, and I was like, oh, he's probably in this hotel room with his girlfriend, and he's about to go to Raquel or whatever. No, he has decided to take it upon himself that since He has paid for her trip. She, of course, must stay in his room and sleep in his bed, which, you know, means that they're doing other things.
And I mean, she's used to dealing with those kind of issues. She was a prostitute before he came around.
I'm not saying that she was or she was not.
Hey, there was this movie with Richard Gere.
I'm sure she's seen that over and over. She's like, it's my story.
Anyway,
I'm Julia Roberts.
I'm not saying that she was or was not a prostitute before. What I'm saying
that
is
this guy's a creep.
Yeah, this guy's a creep and not good people, thank you. And that when... Okay, if you were to pay for my ticket to France, would you then expect me... No, would you then demand me? Because that's clearly... That's essentially what he's doing. To sleep with you?
Hold on.
If even if I was a prostitute before and I was saying to your boy Andrew, I don't really want to do that anymore. I actually just really want to go to France. Would you consider yourself an okay human being for demanding that I do this?
I'm sure if I actually demanded it to you, I would consider myself an okay human being.
If I buy a girl 2-party.
Speaking of which, by the way, so in the end, he went to another country with some friends. And is it horrible? No, it's not horrible because he's a dickhead. But immediately when he said something along those lines that he has friends that he's going to see other places, I was like, oh, he probably has another ladyboy waiting for him over there too.
That's pretty much a guarantee. So.
Yeah. Added to all of that crap, I found it quite hysterical when they were actually in Paris and he was just making American jokes at anything French.
Yeah.
He was making everything about Americans aren't like this. We don't protest for no reason and don't get heard.
He's ruining her trip to France twice. Yeah. Alright, so fine. Raquel have to sleep with him when them go home, but at least let her enjoy the rest of Paris. No, he absolutely refuses. You want to see the Mona Lisa? No, because it's a long line, and then the picture is a postage stamp, and him pointing out.
Guess what? She smiles. Spoiler alert.
The Eiffel Tower is a piece of shit, and man, just destroying the actual
experience
of going to France. The movie isn't even about her for the last 10-15 minutes of the movie, and the parts that were about her were so bad. And this, if you're going to have anything done in the documentary style or whatever it is they were aiming for, there should be some form of insight that is, you know, that is, you should have something to say and pass it along to your audience, but they refuse. This movie gave me no insight into their world.
This movie told me if you're in the Philippines, you are a ladyboy.
And you're poor. And you get hit over by cars.
You are probably going to be a prostitute and or sell yourself on the internet in chat rooms.
I'm pretty sure that's prostitution.
Well,
there's a big distinction there.
Well, I mean, there's the rigid prostitute definition.
You're going to be a prostitute that prides themselves on not using condoms.
Yeah, and then jumps up happily. Holy shit, I don't have HIV.
I do not any time I get a test. Smoothie.
If your friends ever like murmur the name of this film, if Raquella is in the title of the film they're murmuring, just tell them that you're going to no longer be friends with them.
No, I can't look nobody.
By the way, can I tell you that when I got this email and I saw the name of the movie, I was like, is Damien making me watch a Madea film? That's exactly what this name sounds like.
Oh, it would have been a better movie.
would have been.
So, Damien, you've officially got your revenge on any and everything we've made you watch.
No.
I think Butcher Boy is still a little bit above this.
This is your revenge because I've punished myself. It's not like I come across this movie and went, yes, finally, there it is. You guys hate this movie about as much as I hate this movie. We're all punished this week, and I'm very sorry. This movie is just bad. I expected something at least insightful. There's nothing to be gained from seeing this movie. Nothing at all.
Actually, you do get from this movie that no matter whether you go to Iceland, you always have to go back to the Philippines.
Oh, of course.
Because
I think it just spoils France for me.
Why would it
spoil France? I definitely want to go to France whenever I can.
I'm not following your logic, Andrew.
Yeah. I just hear that asshole's voice in my head anytime.
You're not going to remember this movie in like 2 weeks. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I barely remember this movie
X-Men
now.
X-Men and Paris going to come out and you will remember what happened in this movie.
X-Men. Yo, that movie better be good enough. Those trailers have been hard.
Pass bottom.
Why are you paying very close attention to his bottom?
My sister, that is what she calls him.
Really? Pass bottom? That's awesome.
Pass bottom.
Is it because she's attracted to his ass? Or is it something to do with other things on him?
So I forced her to watch Hunger, right? And she said the only reason she got through the movie was because of Pass Bottom. I went, what? Fast food?
Don't you realize there's a moment in that movie where they smear shit on the walls, right?
Yo, clearly, Fast Jesus. Bottom.
Have you seen Hunger?
No, I haven't. But clearly, Fast Bottom and Green Cracks need to get together. Seriously,
Marjorie, I mean, you've never seen.
Those are some innuendos.
So, as usual, you can find the podcast on G-Man Reviews as well as iTunes and the podcast. Ali, you can find all my writings at G-Man Reviews, and I've also started writing classic reviews over at Anomalous Material.
Oh, really?
AnomalousMaterial.com.
I can't spell any of those words.
You can find me on Twitter at G-Man Reviews, and you can like the website on Facebook /G-Man Reviews.
Yeah, also you can find all of my writings at gmanreviews.com, as well as, you know, mashbits.com, which has been updated fairly regularly.
Have you taken that off the net yet?
IPv4 spaces are disappeared as you speak, and you refuse.
I refuse!
Your black hole of...
Yo, fuck that shit, I can't get IPv6, alright?
And then for how many weeks will our routers not work as Flow and Kibla wise roll out the new routers?
Anyway, so you can follow me on Twitter. My name is DJR Lost His Name.
What's your Facebook address, Damien?
I think it's Damien White.
Okay.
Wait, you actually have Facebook?
Gullible. So
you believe anything you hear.
Thanks for listening and good night.
What?